Blog Talk Radio.
It's Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Let's let it play. Root Chakra. Yo, no bullshit, man. They ain't really ready for this shit, man. Y'all niggas ain't ready for war, nigga. They ain't ready for that motherfucking pain, motherfucker. Huh? What about that shit, nigga? Back on the motherfucking wall. Huh? Yeah. Fuck, let's get it.
New York, New York. Big Apple, big pentagram, $5.50s, yeah, Edward Scissorhands. Oh yeah, mercy came with a price on it. Blood stains on the streets, roll dice on it. R.I.P. 12 candles, red beam on the 9, tape on the handle. Let's get it back. I play the 13 till I cancel. I play the 13 on different angles. No mercy for the judge and the 12 jurors. No mercy for the DA and prosecutors. Oh yeah. Show no mercy, I bet your life on it. I treat mercy like time, put a price on it. Diamonds on the wrist, I can't sell time on it. Married to the game, go ahead and throw rice on it. Rick James in my vein, that's why your wife on it. Cuban link on the neck, throw Christ on it. Feel the wave, loud for days. Sit with a team of lawyers that'll grab a ham and blaze. Yeah, big boy shit. BBS chrome shoes on the whip. Sit so sick, real shit. Nigga, fuck with this. Shake your hand, blow your bitch a Hershey kiss. Keep a foot on your neck, dig. Code tryna blow bigger than big. Now this is when the shit begin. Code collect either you or your kin. Throw shots, kick your dough in. Ski mask up. Anything moving, heat it up. They like, get yourself stuck. With a safe nigga, open it up. Playing stupid, get their ass bucked. Nice again, but with no insurance. Dirty. New York plate, no insurance. Dirty. They chasing paper with no endurance. I've been laughing, niggas, no mercy. No dab, niggas, work on the scale. Where the cash, niggas? Burn bridges, easy pass, niggas.
See it.
Don't make me laugh, niggas. No mercy on these streets. I'm like LeBron in the paint, no mercy with the heat. Life's unforgiving, no mercy on the weak. I got a team full of wolves and everybody hates me.
Yo, get your mind right, get your money right. Got a great show for you tonight. You know how we do, man. We mix that hip-hop with the financial literacy, and this is what you get, Hip-Hop Stock Exchange, man. Shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to all the listeners. Shout-out to all the indie artists that send us music. Got y'all. You know how we do, man. Tonight's special guest we got Master Minds Music up and coming label. They definitely gonna drop a lot of jewels, man. What's going on behind the scenes? You know, tell us what they got going on in their camp and all that. Definitely stay tuned for that. Got some more heat for you. We got the rundown a little later, the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, health news, all that good stuff. We're going to build on that. But let's just get straight to doing what we do best, man. Play that heat. Play that heat.
On anything, I ain't worried about these. I ain't worried about these. I ain't worried about these. I'm definitely not worried about these. I'm just worried about that money.
Ha! I ain't worried about these. I ain't sweating these, I ain't chasing no poop. I be chasing that dough. Swear these rappers can't keep up. I be switching up flows. I ain't never been petty. Cop that gas pack by the O, cause I ain't. Chasing no skirts, took time perfecting my grind. I be putting in work, stay strapped with that, stay strapped with that. I ain't trying to get murked. I be going off that, going off.
I ain't like them dudes, I'm different. Heard they wanna catch me slipping. I threw Louis on the luggage. Now they telling me I'm tripping. I ain't snitch, I went to prison. I ain't talk more than I listen. Ain't nobody holding water. I ain't trying to leave a witness.
I don't
blow a phone up, that's something that
I ain't.
Shorty looking for a come up, something that
I ain't.
Tricking, I ain't loving, I ain't wifing, I ain't cuffing. Ain't your man, your baby daddy, and I damn sure ain't your husband.
I ain't worried about these. I ain't sweating these. I ain't chasing no poop. I be chasing that dough. Swear these rappers can't keep up. I be switching up flows. I ain't never been petty. Cop that gas pack by the O, cause
I ain't fire, but I ain't trying to be cool. Barely answer my phone. I ain't trying to be rude, but I ain't trying to be stagnant, homie. I'm just trying to make moves. They say Yitty in his own like 2-3. I tell these I'm the one, no 2-3. Says she wanna do dinner in a movie, but I just wanna do her, so I'ma do me. I'm going after this paper that's strapped up for these haters. You act up, get clapped up and patched up, no waiter. And that's a check that I can cash, take it to the bank. And they gon' tell you what they is, I tell you what I ain't
worried about these. I ain't sweating these. I ain't chasing no poop. I be chasing that dough. Swear these rappers can't keep up. I be switching up flows. I ain't never been petty. Cop that gas pack by the O, cause I ain't
lame, I ain't phony, I ain't fake. They gon' tell you what they is, but I'ma tell you what I ain't, cause I ain't.
Pop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we do, man. We know how we do. Shout out to my man, New Yitty out there in Eastern York, man, doing big things. Just play one of his records, man. Got a lot of good music, man, coming out of the city right now, man. Shout out to all the indie artists, man. Definitely, man. All indie artists, keep on sending y'all music in. I see y'all on the Twitter, man, sending y'all music. Keep on sending more and more music in, man. We going through, you know, a lot of good indie heat right now. We're going to add a lot of new music to our rotation, our music rotation here at the station. So definitely keep on sending good music. Shout out to all the people on Twitter that be holding this down, man. I see y'all, so many people to name. All of, you know, all the special guests that we interviewed, you know, earlier weeks and over just the last whole 3 years we've been doing this, all the people that we've been interviewing, man, shout out to all y'all, man, because that's what it is, man. It's always good to hear, you know, the music industry perspective
from people that work behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all know what indie artists are about, but sometimes it's good to hear, you know, good to see the eyes of the music industry from a music video director, or from an A&R, or from a DJ, or from a producer, or from, you know, promotion company, or, you know what I'm saying? We even interviewed accountants on the show, you know what I'm saying? Just to show you, you know, the different areas of what the music industry really, really, you know, coincides with. Because when you're out there making money, you better make sure you got a good accountant. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get hit with no back taxes. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be getting no bullshit jail time because of no back taxes. You don't want that. You know what I mean? So whether it's having a lawyer, having an accountant, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different areas, you know, when you're running a business, you got to make sure that you're covered. So that's what we do, man. We build on all of that here, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Of course, we play a lot of great heat, man. And build on what's going on in the world, too, you know? Everybody definitely download that All Money's Legal, As Above, So Below mixtape right now with Dat Piff. It's going strong, man. A lot of good music. I got my man Pook the Life on there. He in the building, you know what I'm saying? Doing what he do right now. But yeah, got a lot of great artists on there, my man Lord Nez, you know, Black, Barry Bonds, of course, Devin Mill on that. So a lot of, you know, good talent on that mixtape right there, man. Check that out, man. For real. Because we ain't going to stop. We ain't going to stop making music, so. Yeah. Better get used to it. We ain't going nowhere. Shit. It only gets better. For real. I got my people's mastermind music calling up in a minute. We're going to build with them. We're going to chop it up. See what they got going on. You know? For real. Shout out to all our sponsors, too. LG Promotions, L3 Magazine, CL out there in Canada doing big things, you know. A lot of great people, man. BYC Promotions out here in the city. Shout out to them doing big things, man. Quan Lee out here doing big things, man. That's what it is, man. We just, you know, great minds think alike, you know. All hip-hop. It's all about keeping, you know, good hip-hop out there. Sometimes doesn't get the same light that, you know, the mainstream hip-hop get. But there's a lot of good hip-hop out there that don't really get to get heard. And, you know, companies like, you know, us, Hip Hop Stock Exchange and BYC Promotions and LG Promotions, we just want to make sure that, you know, that good hip-hop gets heard, you know. All right. For real. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. We ain't gonna stop making good music. I know y'all ain't gonna stop wanting good music, so we gonna keep on hitting y'all, man. And keep on sending in good music, because one thing about us, man, if it's good, we gonna play it. You know what I'm saying? If it's good, we gonna play it. It don't matter. Play a lot of indie music. We play a little mainstream stuff here and there, too. Play a lot of good indie music. And, you know, people know, man. We play artists from, you know, London and the UK out, you know, on the show, and hip hop from everywhere. It don't even matter. R&B too. We don't, you know, R&B. We got a nice little, you know, selection of R&B songs on the show. But we ain't gonna stop doing what we doing. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, of course, check out the site, www.hhse.biz. That's the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That's the brand. The site is going strong. We get about 1,200 viewers to the site every day. Numbers don't lie. Check the counter. We going strong. It ain't going to stop, man. We got over, I think it's already, it's got to be about 700,000 viewers to the site since 2011. So that just goes to show you, man. The numbers is going up and up and up. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing, man. shout out to everybody on Facebook and Twitter that be checking us out, man. See y'all. We're going to keep rocking for the true artists, man. The people that, you know, working hard at their craft, investing in what they do, and that want to get hurt. Because we always live on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/HHSE. Of course, you can check out the show also on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange main site. Once again, www.HHSE.biz. Check us out there. You know, we're going to keep doing what we do, man. Keep doing what we do. You know, we got that rundown a little later, man. We got that hip hop news, that global politics, economics, the health news. We just started doing the health section, too. We started doing the health section about 2-3 months ago. You know, it's like, why not? I mean, health is definitely a major part. And, you know, people's lives, man, because if your health ain't right, then how you gonna make money, you know what I'm saying? If your health ain't right, then you can't really make a living, you know what I'm saying? And we're spending so much trying to get healthy just to make a living. Health is very important, so we felt it was very important, you know, to really highlight health, you know, in the Hip Hop Stock Exchange brand. So that's a good look. We got a lot of good health articles on the site. Definitely check that out, y'all. So, you know, all about, you know, giving quality information. If you ever notice on our site, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, a lot of the articles, it's, you know, it's not too much of the rumors and the gossip. It's more about, you know, hip hop, what's going on overseas, and how hip hop is being used, you know, in different positive ways, whether it's in being used in schools or whether it's being used, you know, revolutionary situation to overthrow, you know, different regimes worldwide, different situations. We got a caller calling in. 316, talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Mastermind's Music in the house.
All right, that's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Mastermind's Music rocking with us. That's what it is, man. Let everybody know what your company is all about.
Basically, man, you know, we're about music first and foremost. Started back in 91, originated the Mastermind's Music, the brand, in 2009. Got a few people we're working with. We do production, we do engineering, and we just started venturing out, working with a lot of artists, getting behind a few artists and putting out a few projects this year.
That's what's up. I like that, man. Where y'all located? How long y'all been rocking?
We in Wichita, Kansas right now. Been rocking in Wichita since 99. Originally out from the East Coast, man, from South Carolina.
All right. How you end up in Kansas?
Truthfully, it's a long story, man. Been doing music for a while, and then decided to join the military for a little while. Did 10 years active duty, and was out here in Kansas and just planted roots.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. Salute to that, man. For real.
Appreciate
that's it. That's what it is. What aspect of the music game that you like the best?
The best aspect of the game for me, honestly, is the love and the passion of what people do, man. You know, I got a lot of respect for a lot of people that really put their heart and their soul into this craft, man. Whether you being an artist, whether you're a producer, whether you're an engineer, you know, it takes a lot of love and perseverance to be in this facet, of, you know. So I got a lot of respect for a lot of people that do that, man. And so for me, that's the best aspect, being able to network, being able to meet people, you know, and being able just to expand on an independent level, you know, to the extent that we don't necessarily need, major funding.
That's real, man. A lot of times, indie is the way to go, you know?
Yeah, it's a great market right now. I think this market is, you know, is wide open right now, you know, coming back from when I started off and, you know, just watching the the game and the business evolve. You know, I think right now that being independent is the best way to go. You know, the internet has made it too easy, you know, for independent artists to really push their brand.
That's real talk, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Mastermind Music. We gonna play some music, come back, chop it up, do what we do.
Real shit. It's a million. Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffin' on the air while my niggas sit the Hennessy. Niggas claim we friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top in a drop like Kennedy. They just send the headshots, try and make their leg pop. I'm between his girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game all locked like a dreadlock. Real tech, try and feed the fan with a mill weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that steel tight just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is secret society. Devil what my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I smoke a kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I smoke a kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Like the ladies with the stars. Immaculate conception, Brady with the yards, no interceptions. Order bulls on call for murder weapons.
Get it back.
Awards of foreign cars off of time invested. A mill well respected. Holy Grail, that's white Hennessy. Rolling up Kundalini, that's that sour D. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do for libation, ass spirits rap for me. I live nonfiction, yeah, brought the facts for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Racks of the Freemasons, pimps the matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Birthstones floating all in my bracelet. Beam a floating, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I smoke a kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I smoke a kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't equal me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak.
Sour D.
You ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Speak to me.
Get it, baby. Oh, yeah.
Let's get it, baby.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. We got Mastermind Music rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Look, loving life right now.
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. So I know you're working with a lot of indie artists, man. What best advice you can give out there to the indie artists that's listening?
Really, man. Spend time perfecting your craft. Don't rush to, you know, to try to get your music out there. Spend time packaging yourself. Spend time perfecting yourself. And have fun.
That's real, you know? Man. Have fun. Love what you do.
Man, I mean, it's work, man. But, you know, a wise man once told me that, you know, as long as you're doing something that you love to do, you never work another day in your life. So for me, you know, I love what I do. I've been doing this for a long time. So I'm just having fun, man, on cruise control.
That's real, man. I like that, man. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make?
For me, as an engineer, I would say sound quality, man. You know, a lot of people... they got a lot of good music, man, but, you know, you want to make sure that it's consistent, you know, with what is already being played out there, you know, in the major market. I mean, they do have the upper hand in that regard because they have the resources and they have the revenues, you know, to go to these high-end studios and, you know, pay these high-end engineers. But, you know, there's still a way to be able to create a quality sound, man. So for me, the biggest thing a lot of times is just making sure there's a consistency in sound, making sure everything is crystal clear. You know, you put all that work into creating your music and creating your brand, creating, you know, your project, but if people can't hear it clearly, you know, I think it's all for nothing.
That's real, man. That's real, man. Definitely need a good engineer and a good mix down.
Yeah, exactly.
For real. Now, a lot of people, you know, a lot of indie artists that's coming up, they just really starting to get the whole recording thing. Can you just break down the difference between a track getting mixed and a track getting mastered? That's for people that don't know.
Oh, man. Well, mixed down, you know, when you're getting a track mixed, it's basically like just making sure all your tracks are level, you know, making sure the volumes are good, making sure you have moderate EQ, you know, making sure that you're putting any types of effects that you need to put on there. And the biggest thing in the mix process is making sure you track your vocals in without all that clipping and stuff like that, you know, and just making sure everything is level. It don't have to necessarily be loud, you know, because if you're going to send it to a mastering engineer, they'll take care of all of that. As far as mastering is pretty much adding a glaze, you know. Mixing is like, you know, baking the donut. Mastering is putting the glaze on top of the donut for me, you know. So that's when the engineer, we're going to come in and add the compressions and, you know, the EQs and all the little processes and things like that that'll bring the volume out and, you know, bring the clarity out and make sure everything sounds crystal clear and everything matches up together on the project so you don't have one track going too loud and another track too low. They kind of come in and make sure everything is leveled out, and it's not necessarily normalizing. I know some people are probably thinking, oh, you just talk about normalizing. No, it's a difference.
Mm. That's where you drop a jewel right there, man. Drop a jewel right there, man. Some people, when they get, you know, they get their mix downs, you know, the engineer put a lot of, you know, effects on the mix downs, you know, even without the master sometimes.
I mean, yeah, sometimes that's too much. Sometimes it could be too much.
All right.
Sometimes it's too much. You know, moderation is good.
Right. Too many effects ain't no good.
Right. You know, I mean, you got basics, you know. It's like cooking food, man, you know. Most times you're going to end up using salt, pepper, seasoning salt, something like that, you know. I mean, so some effects and some processes you're not going to get by. You know, you got to EQ. You never get away from EQing. You know, you never get away from transparent compression. Some things you're not going to get away from. But, you know, you don't have to try to add everything just because you got Pro Tools and you got every processor under the sun. You don't have to try to apply everything.
I know that's right, man. Pro Tools is pretty much, you know, the industry standard pretty much. But what are some of the other programs that, you know, people might not notice that engineers might like to use?
Oh, man. It's a lot, man. As far as software, I've seen a lot of engineers, they definitely use Pro Tools. They definitely use Logic. I've actually seen some engineers use plugins like Waves. I'm a big Waves fan. I'm a native Waves. You know, I'm a big fan of them, especially the SSL 4000. I'm a big fan of those. And, I mean, you can use those across any platform. I mean, there's been a time when my computer crashed and I had to improvise, so I ended up going through Fruity Loops using the same, you know, the same program, Waves, but I ended up using it through Fruity Loops. So, I mean, programs is just, it's a lot more versatile versus hardware, you know.
That's real, man. So you're a Mac or PC guy?
I was a PC guy up until this year, man. I was hardcore PC, and then I kept having problems with my computer. You know, I was clocking it, just driving it too hard. So I switched over to Mac this year, man, and I got to be honest, I wish I'd have done that a lot sooner. I know it's a big dilemma between the two, but I can personally tell anybody that's out there that works with a PC and works with a Mac, that Mac is just a beast, you know. I haven't had
that's
any
right.
issues with it yet.
That's right. Come to the dark side. That's what I'm talking about. Max is the way to go, man, for real. Anything artistic,
yeah,
man, whether it's, you know, engineering, music engineering or Photoshop, Illustrator, stuff like that, Max is always a good way to go, man. PCs is more for, you know, processing and more just, you know, more mundane, you know, kind of things.
Yeah,
documents. You know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Typing, yeah, that's all you really need it for.
That's all. Max is more for the artistic crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
For real. For real. So who are some of the indie artists that you work with that, you know, people might not even know about that you got working with?
Right now, first and foremost, you know, Judge Dredd. He's got a lot of music out right now, Dadpiff, man, you know, but he doesn't have the recognition, you know, the publicity like a lot of these artists have, you know, but he's been one of the guys that really caught my eye. You know, he's been real low-key as far as his music, but he's got good music he's been putting out. Right now we're working on his project, Good Ain't Enough. That'll be coming out sometime this year, either late summer, early fall. And, you know, this will be his sixth album, you know, and he's done a lot of music in, you know, in a real short amount of time. You know, I see a lot of people bragging about two CDs in 1 year or whatever, and I personally watched this man, you know, do that in months. You know, so he's a guy that's real focused right now, man, real passionate about his music, real versatile, you know. I know you don't like really using that word too much in the industry, but he's one of those guys that, honestly, if you flip a coin and tell him which way to go, he can run.
I like that, man. I like that, man. We got some callers calling in, more 316. Talk to me. 316. It's all.
Hello?
Man, it's all. Yeah, you on the line?
Yeah, what's up with it, man? This is Judge Dredd right here. I was calling in listening to my man on the radio. All right.
That's what it is. Mastermind Music.
Yeah, man, just checking it all out, man. You know, hitting him up, you know, supporting him, you know what I'm saying? He's a real hard worker, man, and, you know, he preached qualities, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I give him much of support if he give me. You know, just calling in, showing love.
I like that, man. That's what
appreciate
it's all about,
you,
man.
Bro. Appreciate you. That's my guy right there, see? Nothing but love.
That's how it's supposed to be. No.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Mastermind Music rocking with us. We got Just Dredd rocking with us. Yo, Dre, let everybody know how they can check out your music and what you got going on, your Twitter and all that.
Oh, man, you know, right now I'm on Facebook, you know, Judge Dredd. You know, I got a Twitter at Judge Dredd 87. Love, my last CD, Respect Over Money. You know, my other former CDs, you know, they Judge Dredd. You know, basically, you can get to me now by Facebook, though, Judge Dredd. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm pushing everything through that. I'm also with Mastermind Music, so I'm linked to his website. So if somebody was to go to his website, I'm linked to him so they could get to me through him, you know, a couple of avenues.
I like that, man. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
We're going to play
some heat. Come back, chop it up. We got the whole crew rocking with us. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, Ching, talk
to
him.
Shade on that window. Nigga locked some doors up. Hey, now. Let's get back to the money.
Mink gon' build the bear shoes, Alexander.
Yay.
Stash box just to park the hammer.
Right.
On a 12-foot yacht where I parked the Lambo.
Mm.
Potential threat like your very first sign of cancer.
Boy.
Before rap, I was watching cameras.
Yeah.
With that hair shot, even mama love wouldn't find you handsome.
Winter mansions, beach house Hamptons, dirty dancing.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon Tim, Stephen Corn, Sherlock the Hampton.
Uh-huh. pretty girl, she answer. Woo. Just me and Chinks, I heard you girls some dancers.
What's up?
She said I'm alone too much. I keep two or three, shit, I'm in the zone too much.
Ha!
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now, let's get back to the money. Hey now, moved her white off the playground. Nigga, hey now, hey now. Get out
niggas
of the
goes in the park, it gotta go through us. They don't talk transactions on the phone with us,
right?
Cause niggas been dropping double nickels. That was back when Mercedes dropped the double nickel,
right?
Black and white ensemble, I'm so official. Drop the bag on them. Coast Guards gotta go and fish,
yeah? I feel you, I come to smash niggas. Them mad, we bunch of cash getters. Might bump heads, you funny ass niggas. They ain't got no bread, a bunch of ass betters. Cherry red drop head to make his dad jealous.
Sick.
No boy, Kia less. Vital and Chinks, Coke boys, we the best.
Ha!
Huh. Shade on that window.
Huh.
Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now, let's get back to the money. Hey now, moved hard white off the playground. Nigga, hey now, hey now. Get
I move birds
to
NY, no, I let them fly. Yeah. Drive slow as the D's observe the drop speed.
Yeah. Stuck on block dice games and C-Lows. Make a movie with the Uzi, you should know.
I'm licensed with the foe.
Yeah.
All white, everything Medellin. No training wheels, been pedaling.
What? Benz there, never rain, just talking. Ask the nigga where he going, said he just walking. Hey now.
Hey now.
Motherfuckers are laid down.
Yeah.
Get shot and get sprayed down, let's face down.
Early.
It's no need to hate, pal. Feds come down, I be safe sound in Cape Town.
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now, let's get back to the money. Hey now, moved her white off the playground. Nigga, hey now, hey now. Get down or lay down.
Get your money right. You know how we do. We got Mastermind Music rocking with us. We got Judge Red rocking with us. What's going on, y'all?
What's
popping, y'all? Aye. That's what it is, man. So, if you could give some advice to indie artists, you know, a lot of indie artists are just trying to get in the game and looking, you know, shopping around for a good studio to work out of. They might not be able to get out there to Kansas, bruh. So if you can give some advice on, you know, the things that this artist should be looking for in choosing the right engineer and studio to work out of. Just, you know, some things, some pointers to look for.
If they're recording, look for a good mic, man. You know, make sure they got at least a decent mic in there. You know, a lot of people don't think that means a lot, but that means a lot. Make sure you can find an engineer that's, you know, that really knows what they're doing. And, I mean, that's kind of hard to figure out in the beginning. But, you know, as an artist, you know what you want, you know. And so that engineer should be able to translate that for you. That's how you know if you got a good engineer or not. You know, if they can't translate the mix that you're looking for, then, you know, my advice is keep looking.
I know that's right. I know that's right. For real, man. Because there's definitely a lot of different, you know, studios and engineers out there. There's almost, you know, there's a lot more artists than there are studios, man. But, you know, definitely in cities like here in New York, you got a lot of, you know, pretty good engineers out here, man. Good studios out here to choose from, man. Depending on, you know, where you're located at, you know?
You know, a lot of the artists that I've been working with, man, I'll be honest, there's been a lot of chemistry, you know. There's been just a lot of real chemistry, man. You know, because some people come in and, you know, they're all that, you know, for lack of better words. You know, you can't tell them nothing, you know. They you work for them. don't offer no advice. Just shut up and mix, and they go about their business, and that's okay, you know, when it boils down to that monetary stuff. But overall, if you know, for a person like myself that really has a passion for this music, you know, I can't let anybody walk out of here with a bum mix, you know. So I'm the guy that'll step up and say, hey, you know, why don't you try it this way, or why don't you do it that way? You know, it's up to them whether they want to, you know, take the advice or whatnot. But, you know, a lot of times I will try to offer those little tidbits of, you know, information, try to help them out.
That's the best type of engineer to have, man, because, you know, that person's, you know, seeing things that the artist might not notice, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly, man. That's what makes the music better at the end of the day. You got a team of people around you that, you know, just wants the best thing for the artist and the music at the end of the day.
Exactly. Like I said in the beginning, man, it's about the love, man. So, you know, there's no arrogance. It's all love. You know, it's no arrogance
That's
in
right.
us. You know, we all in the same field, man. We all in the same field. You know, and like I said, you know, as far as indie and you know, independent and indie, right, or major right now, you know, everybody's the playing field is being drastically leveled. You know what I'm saying? You got people that's in the major. You know, the majors, they're trying to do the same thing we're doing right now because the networking is real right now, you know, just like right now what we're doing, man. And, you know, we appreciate it so much, you know, but the network is real.
That's what it's all about, brother. That's what it's all about, man. Where do you feel the future of the music business is headed, man?
It's hard to say, man. I mean, because, you know, there's still an aspect of, you know, the music that a lot of people, they do bypass, and it is that business, man. So I think as far as the major contracts and things like that, you know, they have the upper hand when it comes to that business and things like that. But overall, I think it's headed in a great direction, though, you know, as far as the indie market goes. I think the indie market is a real, real, real stiff competition, in a sense, for these majors right now, man, you know.
Internet is hurting them. You know?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm still here, man.
Yeah, the internet definitely affecting their pockets. So.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, if you're paying attention, you got YouTube that's trying to, you know, change up the way they're doing business right now, because a lot of these, you know, a lot of indie people, man, we, you know, we're tearing YouTube up, you know. Everybody's trying to figure out how to, you know, keep their hand on, you know, the industry, the artist that's up and coming. But again, you know, the internet, man, it's too vast, you know. Whereas we're not confined to a geographic location anymore, man. You know, it's global. We out here in Kansas. We rocking with New York right now, you know. And
right.
You know, it's a lot of people listening right now. So, I mean, we're bypassing a lot of the avenues that, in a sense, the old heads had to go through. We don't have to do that no more.
That's real, man. That's real. What do you think YouTube is trying to do?
Hey, right now, you know, word is they're trying to charge people, you know, for the views, and you know, right now it's free to use it, but now they want you to, you know, pay a monthly subscription and everything. You know,
Wow. Basically,
it's just another way to tax the people, man. You know, I'm not mad at YouTube, you know, because, I mean, you know, they've been giving out the service for free for a long time. But, you know, again, when you see a lot of things moving in such a direction and such an overflow, I mean, they couldn't help. You can't help but to kind of, you know, try to siphon off a little something from it. So from a business standpoint, I can't be but so mad, you know, because that happens all the time.
Then they're
going
to do it? They're
going to
start charging?
I don't know, man. You never know, you know. You might get enough blowback from it. They might turn around and say, you know what, forget it. But, you know, I will honestly say I think if it's a major, if there's any major entities involved in it, I think that might still go ahead and pass through, you know. Again, they have more revenue a lot of times than us independents, and that's the upper hand that they have. So, you know, money talks, man. It just is what it is. You can never argue with that. Like you said, numbers don't lie, man.
That's real, man, because YouTube is owned by Google. Google on that bread.
Yeah, everybody's trying to siphon off a little something, man. You know, I can't be mad at you, though. Get it how you live.
That's real. Everybody got to eat.
Exactly.
For real. That's what it is, man. Where do you feel the future of technology as far as music engineering is headed?
I'm not sure, man. I will tell you I'm excited, though. Because even now, you know, engineering has gotten so much easier. You know, we went away from the hardware, the hard DOS. Now we're on software now. So back in the day, you know, you basically had to physically pick up your machine and take it to somebody, or they had to, you know, print it out to, you know, to be able for you to work with it in another studio. And now you just email each other tracks. Or, you know, you link somebody to a Google Drive or something like that. So it's making it so much easier to engineer, you know. For me, I love it because it allows me to work with other people outside of where I'm at right now.
That's real, man. You can work with people all over the world.
All over, man. It's a global connection. Loving it.
That's what it is, man. Music is great, man. For real, man. Real. Who are your top five MCs out right now?
Oh, man. I figured you was going to ask me that. But I'll be honest.
Totally right. You're an engineer, so totally right.
Man, I got to be honest. I listen to music, like, totally different than anybody else because I'm an engineer. I will tell you that one of the people that I listen to quite frequently is Jay-Z. You know, I think he has some spot-on mixes, man, you know, just for what he does and how he, you know, puts himself out there. And you don't hear all of that processing and everything, and he still comes through crystal clear. So, you know, I love the way his engineer works his voice and just works his projects. So I would say as far as engineering projects and things like that, I got to go with Jay-Z, man.
That's real. You know, he got Young Duro. Engineer.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a beast, man. He's a beast. He's a beast. Respect, salutes, everything to him, man. He's a beast. He's one of the guys that I really, really look up to, you know, in this business, man.
That's real, man. I mean, I'm sure all engineers love it when they got an artist that don't even have to read off the paper. The artist is just, you know, he just spit it off the top of the head. It's like, you know, any engineer loves that, right?
To an extent, you know what I'm saying? Like,
does it make your job easier when you have artists like that?
It does, you know, but there's some people that can come in and still, you know, still get their job done. You know, I got a lot of people right here in Kansas, man. You know, we got some serious guys about their craft. They come in, they do these one-liners, you know, one takes, you know, they breeze through the track. So for me,
wow.
You know, if it's not a whole bunch of, like, If you're not doing like 1,000 punch-ins or anything like that, you know, it's always easier for me to work with.
Right. Yeah, 1,000 punches. I know how that is. Yeah, man. That's hella ugly,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lock it,
ugly edit
computer,
and shit,
man.
Like, damn.
Yeah, it kills the computer, man.
Yeah, that shit's real. It kills the sound quality of the verse. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it takes away. You know, I mean, as an engineer, you know, you make sure you polish it up, though, but it's work, you know, and it's all for the same price.
That's real, man. Another thing I noticed about engineering, it's important for, you know, artists when they rap in front of the microphone to not sway, you know, back and forth too much away from the mic, to be kind of, you know, level to the mic. You feel me?
Yeah. The biggest, you know, and I'll be honest, like, my booth, it's big enough, you know, but it's more private, you know, so I don't have the windows and everything. Cause, you know, some artists like to come in and just vibe out, you know, turn the lights off, hit the black light, just get in their zone and everything.
Yeah.
But I can hear exactly what you said, you know. I could tell when they're here really, really feeling it, and then they go away from the mic, and then you have to stop them, you know. It's like, okay, you got to, you know, differentiate between being in the booth and being at a show. You know, but definitely you want to make sure that passion is there, and, you know, that intensity is still there, though. So, you know,
definitely.
That's when the work comes in. That's when the work comes in.
Right. Right. That's real. That's real, man. That's what it is, man. I like that, man. That's what it is. You got any future endeavors you got going on? Any artists that you're working with, you know, in the future that you want to let people know about?
Yeah, man. Like I said, you know, we're working with Judge Dredd, releasing his project this year. I'm working right now with my guy Slate Stone. He's out in Texas. Shout out to Phenomenal Radio. You know, him, Slim, you know, doing a project with them right now, doing production for them and, you know, mix downs and things like that. So right now, those are the two major projects sitting on my table right now, you know, as far as me being involved, like 100% involved. Those are the two major projects that we're working on right now.
That's what's up, man. You work with Slate Stone? That's my people, man. Phenom Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my brother, man. That's. I mean, me and Slate, we go way back. You know, got a few stories to tell. Offline, of course.
That's what's up. Good people, man. They be playing our music all the time on Phenom Radio, man. Shout out to them.
That's what's up, man.
Any future endeavors? You gonna branch out, you know, do other things, promotion, producing?
Right now, you know, we still, you know, we in production. We do production. I got a producer. He goes by the name of G Lou. You know, you can catch him on Twitter at G Lou Official. You know, he's one of my major producers right now, man. I mean, he's been producing. I've been working with him for years, you know, on and off, and we finally decided that we was going to sit down and say, hey, man, let's team up. So we teamed up officially at the beginning of this year, and I know he's got a lot of coals in his fire right now. You know, a lot of people going to him, you know, getting a lot of production from him right now. The Judge Dredd project, I would say 98% of that project is G Lil Official Beats, you know. The Slate project that we're getting ready to put out, that's going to be G Lou Official. So, you know, he's one of the guys that, you know, that I would say a lot of people need to be looking out for because he's an official producer, man.
I like that, man. I like that, man. You want to give, you know, some final advice to, you know, artists or some advice to just, you know, some young engineers that's really trying to get in the game as far as, you know, engineering and mixing and mastering?
I will honestly say, man, the one thing that I've learned over the years that there's no template to anything, you know. Use your ear. Your ear is the best thing that you got going for you. You know, there's a lot of things that you're supposed to do theoretically with sound, but, you know, when you realize there's so many different variables that goes into a recording or a project, you know, because every song, you know, if you record them at different times, you know, the variables change. So being able to realize that and just use your ear, let your ear be the best barometer that you have for your sound and for your mix.
That's real, man. That's real. Let everybody know your Twitter and your Facebook info so they can check you out.
Man, we at www.mastermindsmusic.com. We're on Twitter at MMinds Music. That's pretty much what we're doing right now, man. You know, the website, Twitter, that's been the biggest thing. We on Facebook also, Mastermind Music. Check us out there, too.
That's what it is, man. Pleasure having you on the show, brother. Call in anytime.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
No,
much love. Much love. Music.
Yeah.
No doubt. Matter of fact, he got a show tonight, man. If anybody in 316 is listening, gonna be in Salina. We in Wichita right now. As soon as I get off the phone, you know what I'm saying, we down the road. So
I like that.
You know, he's got a show tonight, man. So we be doing a lot of traveling. On the 20th, we got a show on OKC, Club Mango, be there, you know. So we doing a lot of traveling, man.
That's real, man. Y'all keep doing big things, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
That's what it is. Salute, man. Mastermind Music, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Everybody check out Judge Dredd. We're going to play some heat. We're going to come back, get to that rundown of hip hop news, the global politics, economics, health, everything that's going on with that. do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
All my let's get it, baby. Welcome to
murder, you know, shot ya. Seven angles, seven angels. Watch them pray, you don't know who you pray to. Then the table, no waiting for it. Couple plates, no waiting on it. Fast life, a game of patience. 100 racks at the horse races. Jewish lawyers at my court cases. Rubber band, my Freemasons. Major deacon, we speed racing. We been eating, they stay hating. Sour deeds, we stay blazing. 13, illumination.
I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas, I lie for my niggas for real. Cause this is my life. Alright, alright, it's my life.
Economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip hop stock exchange radio.
Yeah. This is the rundown. You know how we do. It's one of your favorite parts of the show. Tell a friend. Log on. Hip hop stock exchange. www.hhse.com. B-I-Z, we're going to get straight to it. We got a lot of great articles for you, a lot of good news for you. Now, on the hip-hop news, first up, Eazy-E's son talks about the N.W.A. biopic movie. Now, this is an interesting article, man. You know, you got Ice Cube's son playing Ice Cube. And, you know, Eazy-E wanted to play the role of his father. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate he can't, man. I mean, for you to have an NWA biopic and you know, the makers of the movie are able to actually let the children of you know, the artists play the acting role, you know, you can't beat that, man. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube's son playing Ice Cube, you can't beat that. Why not let, you know, little Eazy-E son, you know what I'm saying? Little Eazy-E, I mean, play his father. Why not? He got the Jerry curls and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, problem. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that flick, man, for real. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens with that, man. Definitely, I think it's definitely going to be a very great biopic, man, because NWA was definitely a very influential rap group. Late 80s, early 90s, definitely very influential. They definitely showed the world, you know, what police brutality, you know what I'm saying, was really going on. People might not have noticed, and they brought it to Front Street. That's what it is, man. Shoot. Ronald Reagan had to actually, you know, set up a meeting with Eazy-E personally just to talk about the situation. That's how, you know, that's how much, you know, attention they've drawn to what they were doing, man. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, NWA, man. It should be an interesting flick. Can't wait to see it. For real, for real. Next up, Mona Scott Young talks about Love and Hip Hop spinoff. Now, this lady here, man, you can't be mad at her. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people will be like, yo, Love and Hip Hop, it's just ratchet. It's just a bunch of people, you know, fighting for dumb shit, bunch of idiots, characters. But you can't front. She making paper, man. She making millions off this shit, man. I mean, if these, you know, everybody want to be a reality star, you got these hip-hop artists, you know, I mean, people sign up for it. They signing up for it. They know what they walking into. So, I mean, if they willing to do it, you know what I'm saying? Old Mona Scott, they would just set the stage, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people want their 15 minutes of fame. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess their music career ain't doing so good, so they want their 15 minutes of fame. VH1, so, you know, can't be mad at her, man. She getting money off the spinoffs of the Love and Hip Hop brand. What's this, like, what, series 3 or 4, man? Like, what are you gonna go to every major city and shit? Like, what's next? What's she gonna have next? You know what I'm saying? She definitely, you know, Mona Scott Young is definitely a hell of a businesswoman. Gotta give her that. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give her credit for that. You know? For real. I can't lie about that. That one right there. Love and Hip Hop, you know, it is what it is, you know. But next up, Rhyme Fest works with troubled Chicago youth. Now, that's a good look, man. If y'all don't know, you know, Rhyme Fest, artists coming out of the industry to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I think he tried to run for a political office. I think he tried to run for mayor of Chicago a few years ago, I think, or some type of political, political branch. But it's definitely good, man, because these kids out here in Chicago need it, man. They need some type of, you know, a big brother or father figure, man. A lot of these kids out here, especially in Chicago, man, they're doing a lot of crazy stuff, man, shooting each other up, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, the city's burning up, man. They need, you know, them kids need some guidance out there, man, for real. So, you know, if any other hip-hop artists could do it, you know what I'm saying, Rhyme Fest from Chicago, so he feels the need to do that. But, shoot, why not, you know, get Common out there, get Kanye, Twista, you know what I'm saying, all the Chicago artists. Why not, you know, all the artists from all over the country? You ain't even got to be from Chicago, man, because these kids, you know, it's the rap music that's really influencing these kids to do these kind of things, man, because, you know, the whole street mentality and all this out there in these big cities, man, it's really, you know, it's the hip-hop music that's influencing them to do that, you know what I'm saying? So if you can have these hip-hop artists just, you know, take the time out of their busy day to just, you know, be there for these kids and just, you know, show these kids, like, yo, you got to, you know what I'm saying? We might be rapping about it, but that shit is entertainment. Like, you can't be out here just shooting niggas up, man, acting like, you know, like, and the repercussions and nothing, because, you know, it's real out here, man. So definitely, man, a lot of these youngins out here need a father figure, a big brother, a mentor, a something just to, you know what I'm saying, to keep them on that middle path. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it may, a lot of these kids don't grow up in the best neighborhoods, but that don't mean they can't, you know, still do the right thing. You feel me? Like, just because you grow up in a fucked up environment don't mean you can't, you know, be successful out of that environment, rise out of that. You don't have to just sit there and say, oh, I'm just part of a good environment. This is what it is, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? You can change your life. Everybody has, you know, an opportunity to change their life, man. Free will, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Ron Fest for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to do it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to help these kids out. Somebody. Shit. Where Jay-Z at? Shit. Ron Fest doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? All right. Some of these bigger stars helping out. You know what I'm saying? Real for real. Now on the business news, first up, student loan forgiveness coming in the future. Now this is an interesting article right here. We all know, man, student loan situation in this country is out of hand. Cost so much just to go to college. You got a lot of young, you know, you got a lot of teenagers and a lot of young adults really questioning whether or not they actually want to go to college, man, because it's so expensive, man. You go to college, you know, 2-4 years, finish, you know, you're $20,000, $40,000, $80,000 in debt, you know what I'm saying? You're working just to pay it off. A lot of these kids graduate and they can't even get a job in any field that they went to school for, you know what I'm saying? You go to college for a certain field, end up can't get in the job, then got to go work at Target. Now you got, you know, low pay. You got these, you know, student loans you're trying to pay off, and it's just, you know, hustling backwards, man. It's like getting nowhere fast, man. It's a damn shame what's going on here, man. These banks is vaping these kids. It's getting to the point to where, you know, parents is like, yo, if you don't get a scholarship, I don't know what the fuck you want. You better go to trade school if you ain't getting no scholarship. Like, you know, it's getting to the point to where the parents, even like, wealthy, you know, middle class, wealthy parents is like, yo, we not paying for you. They don't want to take no loan out on their house just to pay for their kids' student loan. They like, yo, you on your own. Like, you know, we might pay for half, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of parents is really, really, you know, getting to the point to where, you know, it's going to drop down because a lot of these kids is not even going to apply no more. They can't get no, you know, 100% grant or, you know, scholarship, man. Just the way the prices is going, it's real out here, man. For real, man. So, you know, all the kids in school, man, like, you know, shit, try to get that scholarship. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it's real. Like, you don't think that, you know, you just gonna go to school. You don't want no $40,000 debt. No, you know what I'm saying? You don't want that, man. So try to get that grant. Try to get that scholarship. My young high school athletes out there, try to get that athletic scholarship. You already know, you know what I'm saying? So your parents, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these coming from single-parent households. You know, you don't want your moms, whatever, to be, you know, trying to break her neck just to pay for you to go to school. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. So, you know, make it happen for yourself, man. Ain't nothing wrong with trade school either. Ain't nothing wrong with some trade school. You know what I'm saying? Get a good trade and, you know, get your life in order. Next up, work-life balance. Can women have it all? It's an interesting article right here. You got a lot of, you know, single mothers and even just mothers that have, you know, a man and they like husband, whatever. And they working at the same time, having to be a mom. And sometimes it's a lot on women to you know, have to be a full-time mother and have to, you know, work two jobs sometime at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why a lot of kids is coming out to end up the way they are because, you know, it's the streets or TV or music raising the kids and the parents is out working crazy just to take care of them, man. It's like, you know, mothers don't even have the time. This is an interesting article right here, man, because the ideal, you know what I'm saying, situation for any family, you know what I'm saying, whatever the man, you know what I'm saying, the breadwinner bringing home the money and the mother home with the kids, you know what I'm saying, teaching the kids, taking care of the kids at home, giving them that nurturing, that home feeling instead of having both parents out there working all day, having to pay for babysitter, having, you know what I'm saying, it's like by the time parents get home from work, they too tired, you know what I'm saying, play with your kids and then too tired from work. You know what I'm saying? It's real. The system is fucked up. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everybody got to do what they got to do regardless. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, you got to make the best out of your situation. That's all. Make the best out of it. Make family time with your kid. Everything will be all right, man. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Everybody check out the Futures Exchange page, definitely. Got the hottest deals of your favorite artists. We're going to get back to the heat. Finish off the show right. You know what we do. Got some good music for you. Get straight to it.
Yeah.
Like you gotta be high and drunk sometimes. You know.
Look. Here we go. Same old shit. Same old niggas. I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch. Say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy niggas in the
mix. Here we go.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Me and Benjamin Franklin, it's like we related. Me and Mary Jane, we get so sedated. Long as you respect it, you can love it or hate it. It's the same old shit. If the rap don't work, then the cane gon' flip. Just the juice bar nigga in the mango six. And my lango kick, and I bang my shit. Hold up, hold up, let me get faded. Roll up an eighth for the sour high graded. You can copy, but you just can't paste it. You can smell the weed, but you sure can't taste it.
Here we go. Same old shit. Same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, niggas in the mix, yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded.
Hey yo, I was young, I was getting my hair braided. Mama pulling on my scalp, I'm like, goddamn, I hate it. Now I'm sitting in the coop, I'm like, goddamn, I made it. I ain't seen you in my life, how we goddamn related? Huh? That's why I get faded. No matter if I spit the hottest shit, I'm underrated. No matter if I fuck the hottest bitch, I'm still skating. We ain't dropping years, but our fans are still waiting. Got a new man and a baby, how the fuck you still hating? We ain't even touched down, but our numbers are still painting. Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated. Yeah. Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated. We, look, we get faded.
Yeah. Here we go. Same old shit. Same old niggas. I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch. Say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy niggas in the mix.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Here we go.
Yeah, let me get faded. You are now rocking with Sean, Jason, and David. We solid gold, these niggas is gold-plated. The only reason you still alive, I okayed it. Haha, yup, same old kids. Still in the hood on the same old strip. Sticking to the story, yeah, the same old script. If your formula works, then don't change your shit. Hold up, let me get faded. Everything's for sale, but I prefer to keep the hazelin'. Ain't about money, might as well not even say shit. Your shadow gets bladed.
We
get
go.
Faded. We what?
Same old shit. Same old niggas. I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch. Say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy niggas in the mix. Yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga. Let me get faded. Turn the lights down. Let me get faded.
Go.
May no man put us under, may no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors, double teaming. To death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors, double teamers. To death do us part, we true believers.
Catch a rifle rip, young fella, gun in the umbrella. I'm smooth like pimps and hotellas, shifty sellers. Three-piece, brioni, some wings on your homie, keep it cordial. Black 5 Series, three corporals, four vets and cadets, sharks against narcs. Run through windows and clocks, getting bread, we all about it. Face shots, yo, catch you if it's crowded. Nowhere to run, you can't be routed. And we're out back at the ranch, branches lit, branches on. Spades and bottles, mazes, models, sipping Frangelico. Cold shots, old glocks, driving tanks, Yankats and Lottos. The fearless, smoke on the roof, fire escape troopers. If no one outside, we in the boat, y'all frontliners. Just a Bronx tale, yeah. Brooklyn is sadness like jail, nigga.
May no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teaming, to death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teaming, to death do us part, we true believers.
I'm racketeering with Raekwon, dum-dums, hollow points, and eight longs. The Frank Lucas, blue magic, hood magician, who wave wands. We're animal lessons, straight out the Brooklyn Zoo like Aethon. Hoodies season 1 and 2, resurrection of Trayvon. No man put us under, cause we got a great bond. No woman come between us, not even our babe moms. Lord Library teaching more convicts than Akon. The untold secrets of world leaders and Masons. Love brothers ruling the distribution like Avon. Barksdale, Sonny from Bronxdale, who wave crons. Bringing all the homies together so we can stay strong. Nieta, blood, Crip-Lang, King Liaison. You want a respirator? I'ma let you stay long. By your bedside I ride, hoping you hang on. Family members pulling the plug, singing a snake song. Beneficiaries of life insurance from
May. No man put us under, may no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teaming, to death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teamers, to death do us part, we true believers.
Right there, got that classic feel to it, got that, you know, that golden era feel to it. I like that right there. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Pat Post, Raekwon, brothers doing big things. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Nah, we do, man, for real, shout out to Mastermind Music out there in Kansas doing big things, Judge Dredd doing big things, check him out, man. Definitely gonna have his music on our show next week. Stay tuned for that. Oh, man, that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to keep on rocking. You know what we do. Keep on playing good music. Keep on interviewing great guests. Keep on dropping that knowledge on y'all, giving it news and all that. Good stuff and all of that. That's what it is, man. For real, for real. Shout out to all the indie artists, man. I see y'all, man. All the archive listeners, I see y'all too, man. Get a lot of views on the archive shows. Definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate the love. If you can't catch us live on the air every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can always check out our archive shows. Archive shows, you can catch them on the website, of course. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. And of course, Blog Talk Radio, the archive shows are there too. Whatever's your preference, but of course, man, you know, Spike gonna keep on going strong, man. The Hip Hop Stock Exchange brand ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. For real. People always need to learn how to invest that money, so we always gonna be around. You know what I mean? That's what it is, though, man. That's what it is, man. We had a great show for you tonight. Good music. Great guests. You know how we do. You know how we do, man. For real. For real. Once again, y'all need to download that All Money Legal. As above, so below. On that path right now. Good music, man.
12 songs, 12 strands, DNA on that right there, man. A lot of good features on there. Good hip-hop. Definitely, definitely. People that's looking forward to really learning metaphysics, this is definitely a good, you know, hip-hop music for you, man, because it's definitely, definitely bridging both worlds, man. It's, you know, music is pretty much the score for metaphysics, man, at a beginner's level right here. So download that, man. As above, so below, all money legal. That piff right now available. We got the other mixtapes on there available too, of course. You know, my man Devin Mill coming with a new project end of the year, so stay tuned for that. Young Gunner from Yonkers, stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? He got some hate. Young boy got some hate, telling you. You gonna see. You know what I'm saying? He already got views with over 10,000 videos, with over 10,000 viewers already. You know what I'm saying? We don't pay for no views. You know what I'm saying? So his first video got over 10,000 views. You know what I mean? It's just going to show you, you know, real recognized, real, man. Talent, talent. Can't deny talent, baby. You know what I'm saying? All we doing is just cultivating it, so that's what we gonna do, man. All money legal, ambition, motivation, intelligent life. That's the brand, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That's the brand, man. We ain't going nowhere, man. We gonna finish off the show. Some more heat. You know how we do. Finish it off with some good music. Tony Wright. Tony Wright. Let's do that. Straight to that. And we'll see y'all next week, man. We'll see y'all next week. Same time. You already know Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Whatever's your preference. Check us out. Get it, baby.
Check, check,
check. Stop playing with these niggas, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really think it's about time. Let them know why. What I really mean. When I say fame, I mean fuck all my enemies.
Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me. Now they wanna act like they know me.
Yeah.
Now they wanna act like they know me.
Yeah.
Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me.
I came up from nothing, nigga. You niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Play lotto, don't play to me. I grind hard all damn week. Strategize my every move. My bankroll so damn sweet. Her mess with my baddest bitch, cause she stays down for a hustler. All you niggas was out with me. Now you on my dick, molding her. All I wanted was a Lamborghini, so I locked myself in the studio. Kept it real like my nigga Pac. Now they know my name like Arsenio. Cut checks, I did that. Yo, connect, he know me. Cop pounds, but I don't spell work. I be smoked out every damn week. Shades on when I'm in the cut. I don't like to look at these fuck niggas. Green bottles of that Remy Martin. I don't drink no champagne, nigga. Black tears, my grind, nigga. Everything I work for. Fuck all of my enemies. Y'all the reason I go hard for.
Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me.
I came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. A lot of niggas don't like me, but that don't mean I don't get respect. You can talk that money shit, but that don't mean you cut checks. Y'all niggas soft as a baby. If I was you, I hate me. I hooked up with Ace Mad, now my distribution heavy. LA to New York, Central Florida, I locked down. Back and forth to St. Pete.
Melbourne to Overtown. YD, my nigga. Trizzo, my nigga. All the people supporting me. I won't lose, my nigga. Self-made, independent. On the top like a skyscraper. Bitches on me like flypaper. Bitches on me like flypaper. Everywhere I go. Bitches know my name. Now you wanna act like you know me. All you want is the fame.
Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Y'all done came up, now they all on me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Y'all done came up, now they all on me.
I came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga.
Now let me get my shit off. Watch me run it back on this kickoff. So I know how to rap and get a brick off. I've been doing that from the tip off. Dealing drugs, bad bitches trying to suck my dick off. I'm big dog, see this is what they call a nigga pissed off. Who are you to dictate if I get on? I've been on, see I ain't down for the get along. I've been riding foreign, who said I need a hit record? My name is Barry Bonds, nigga, I don't hit second. I'm trying to peek my exit, people trying to peek my necklace. Plus my connect, keep them blocks, I'm trying to beat the Tetris. I tried to let up, ain't no letting up until you breathless. You want this cake, blow out your candle and make your death wish. They so upset, but niggas never took heed to my lectures. I've been compared to when Jesus was healing them lepers. They know I'm well respected, keep my gun, no sleeping naked. Nobody made it out this game, I'm trying to beat the record.
Make sure they play this when they tell a story, baby. It ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, now let me get my shit right. My Syracuse orange with my Nick White. And watch me drop 40 in these biz dykes. Know the way I give light. And know that me and mine is tryna split right. Despite we figure skating over thin ice. See, we just tryna live life. And all of his name branded expensive taste. All of the hundreds and the henny that I done pissed away. The chin-chins, Felipe's, the money they said they would repay. The way that they thought I forgot, I never forgot. I just let them keep change. My seat back, they seat raised. They younger than I'd assume, and I'm 2K while they EA. Like, why are you trying to improve? I'm a 99 rating with a 99 playlist. If it's 99 problems, I get 99 straightened. So to God be the glory, and to sky be the orgy. With a model and an aspiring model who was too gaudy. My goal is the new Gordy with a Smokey Robinson pen. And my canvas was a scene, not a strap. So I begin for the glory.
Make sure they play this when they tell a story, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. And time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. See y'all next Wednesday. One love, y'all.
All money is legal. Let's let it play.
All my goodness. All my goodness. Got the cold. Toast to my cliff notes. Diva scale, bitch, I've been dope.